Wrestling Cast, your weekly dose of pro wrestling news and commentary on the road to WrestleMania, literally on the road right now. And I'm having a little reminiscence of other wrestling podcasts that do things over phone lines.
The shittier ones.
We're doing all audio for this particular podcast. Today, I am your co-host, wrestling fan and professional broadcaster over the phone line, over the United States, over the interstate, Mr. Al John Hill, joined by a wrestling historian, Mr. Stephen Anthony, the man with the lead line glove of injustice, also a fan, King of Strong
Quite
Style.
Quite a mark.
That's what you like.
I'm a fan of Strong Style. The first thing I ever said in the show is I love Stan Hansen's All Japan Style. Right down to tomorrow night, wondering how Shinsuke Nakamura is going to fare on American soil with his Strong Style and just a plain old mark, me.
Exactly right. Once again, a quick reminder that everybody can check out all of our archive of shows. We're celebrating over 1 year of great podcasts, and you can once again check that out at ProWrestlingCast.com. Click on our links to Amazon, also the links to High Spots. You can also check out the links to WWE Network as well as WWE Shop. There, you know, we have a really cool thing that we have going on because we are all that in the bag of chips. You can actually sign up to do the WWE Network and WrestleMania. Get it for free. It's awesome. So you should check that out for sure there at ProWrestlingCast.com. So now, Stephen, let's go on and get the show started.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
Shut up! My time has come, and that's the bottom line.
With your hosts, Al John and Steven.
I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast, for a weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
I always try to do what's best for business.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
And now, Pro Wrestling Cast.
Who will survive?
Weekend plan. Not only do we have a 4-hour special live during WrestleMania there, if you follow us on Twitter at PWrestlingCast, you can sign up and join in on the live chat, the live video that we have going on. It's going to be absolutely outstanding, but we're going to be kicking things off this Friday with NXT, the Hall of Fame on Saturday, and of course, WrestleMania, the big event going on Sunday. Let's go ahead and talk about the card that we have coming up. Steven, let's talk about
NXT. What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about TakeOver. Let's talk about the debut on pay-per-view, if you want to call it that. Well, is that a pay-per-view, TakeOver? What is that? It's kind of like a pay-per-view, right? I mean, it feels like it.
Yeah. It's a live network special, you know, so it's going to be happening, and there's going to be a ton of great talent there. Of course, I'm looking forward, just like yourself, to the debut of Shinsuke Nakamura as well.
I was talking about Elias Sampson. I was talking about Elias Sampson's debut on paper.
Were you talking about Elias Sampson? Okay.
Luke the Dragon, Elias Sampson.
Huh? Yeah. If you want to be, elated about Elias Sampson, absolutely, yes.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. He's on the card, and that just shows me they're trying to do something with him. He's going to face Apollo Crews, who's probably at a make or break moment, at least in his NXT career. You know, if I were Apollo Crews, I'd be looking at what happened to Tyler Breeze. I'd be looking at how Sami Zayn has started out on the show. And then I'd kind of be wondering what they were thinking about doing with me, you know, and I'd be wondering why I'm facing this Luke the Drifter wannabe Elias Sampson. This is the only match in the card I see having a pretty bad work rate. You know, I don't think this is going to be too hot, but, he's an interesting character. He's one of those characters I like because he sucks, you know, and, I have enjoyed watching his poor matches on NXT, but I don't really know where I'm going to go with this one. I guess Apollo Crews goes over. What do you think?
Yeah, I would think Apollo Crews, they're really trying to build him as a top-tier babyface in NXT, so I would assume that he would go over definitively and show some great moves and once again be a crowd favorite.
You know, we'll have to see what goes on with that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this whole Elias Sampson thing, he's so ripped up with all these biceps and shit, I just feel like they're going to say, hey, just push him for no reason. But that's what's weird about NXT. Like, you can take a guy like Sami Zayn, who's completely over, and throw him on the show, or Tyler Breeze, and not do anything with him. Or you can do it like The Shield and bring in Dean Ambrose, Rollins, and Roman Reigns, protect all three of them, push all three of them. It's really up to what, you know, they want to do. So I can't really get a good read anymore after what's happened more recently. You know, obviously Charlotte did well transitioning. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if they really want to do something interesting, they might want to end up in a schmoz to start a program where the two of them start feuding. So it could be a situation where it's not going to be a clean victory for Crews, or it just gets, there's some type of schmoz where Samson gets over on Crews, but definitely dirty, not clean. So it still kind of protects the baby, and they go forward into a program together. I think actually I probably lean on that. I lean on that prediction that Samson may go over dirty or in some kind of schmoz for Phil to take over.
They're a little easier to predict because they tend to go the direction of traditional books. So I think you might be right about that. I think it'd be kind of squashing Elias Sampson right away. He lost to someone the other night. I can't remember. Apollo Crews caused it. So I think that sounds pretty good. Let's see. What else is going on in this card? How about the Revival against America Alpha? That's for the NXT belt.
I like. Well, this is going to be once again an awesome display of great tag team wrestling. Both of them are great sound technicians in the ring, you know. And I think American Alpha, I think, has a very good possibility of going over. You know, being the big technical wrestlers, and I think they're over with the NXT universe. So I think they may actually have a title change for this.
I think you're exactly right about that. And to be honest, the more I watch the Revival, the more I think they're awesome. So I'm not so sure if I would actually book that. But, American and maybe American Alpha is headed to the main roster because, man, they really do need to do something with those guys. They're kind of like, they're kind of like blowing me away lately.
If Alpha does go to the main roster, I can only expect that, the Revival will keep the tag belt and wait for the aforementioned Bullet Club members to come in.
Bulletproof, yes.
Is that legit? Is that like the legit name they've come up with?
People have to remember this about internet rumors. There's two things. One, some internet rumors are fucking stupid. And two, some are internet rumors that are correct that get changed. So if I were them, I would change that. I know one time they were talking about calling it Bulletproof. It's something I kind of caught on to as being something that's very funny and stupid, because I just know that they're craving, being able to market and sell the Bullet Club shirts that New Japan makes and makes a lot of money on. And I bet they're, I think they're, from what I hear, their t-shirts are selling more than ever right now. And, you know, I hope they don't call them bulletproof. That'll kill them right out of the gate. Not to mention, and I don't know if people know this, like, you know, that's not, Carl Anderson's a great worker. It's a great team. I mean, they're not going to be able to work exactly like they did in New Japan. And quite frankly, I don't think they're going to be that interesting of a tag team. I don't think it's really going to dazzle people. The only thing that would dazzle is the idea of New Japan coming, the Bullet Club coming from New Japan and having, you know, that's the heat. That's the heat. Their actual work works in New Japan as gaijin against people like, you know, Makabe and Hanma, but that works over there in a very different way psychologically. So I don't know if that's going to work, but Jesus, don't call them bulletproof.
Yeah, I'm
call
not down
the,
with that.
Call name. Them the Fun Flowers. Call them the Fun Flowers Club. If you're before that.
How about the two white guys that came over from Japan? How about that?
Yeah, you found the two. Real WWE, like they take three white guys from New Japan. Yeah, good move, guys. All right, let's see.
Very good. Next on
let's
the card.
Let's see what's next. Next on the card, I'm trying to envision how they're going to lay it out, you know, as I'm reciting, but I'm thinking that we're going to go Austin, Aries, Baron Corbin at that point. Now, here's something I haven't been able to say in the show because I haven't thought to say it, but Austin Aries, definitely at certain times in his career, is one of the 10 best workers on American soil. He is the shit. He's been lost in TNA. As TNA has been lost themselves, lost the T, lost in their thinking, lost in their ways. Austin was one of the great bright spots of the X Division. He actually won the TNA title. I don't know if anyone remembers that. I think he won it from Sting, actually.
Well, I remember it.
TNA.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he's a great worker, and he's in his mid to late 30s, so he still has time to – he could really blow everyone away. And he could really give Baron Corbin – actually, I predict he will give Baron Corbin his best match thus far. Baron Corbin may not have a lot of ability in the ring, although he is athletic, but he's got that look, man, and this is just the type of way to get him over. You really have to show the crowd just one time that a guy can have a kick-ass fucking match, and they get behind him a little bit more. That's how heat works. So I expect this match to be very good. It won't blow anybody away, but I think Austin Aries sells so good and has such a cool array of maneuvers. This could be a really good match.
I am with you 100% on that. And once again, I think the match is going to be very close. I don't think that a lot of people are going to necessarily feel that this match is going to be a barn burner, but it does have the potential to be one of the, the potential to be one of those, dark horse matches of the entire card.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's very possible. It's always possible with Austin Aries in there. It's an intriguing matchup, too, you know. And that's what I was kind of saying. Why would you need Eric Young or Bobby Roode when you have Austin Aries in this slot now in NXT? You know, that's no slight on those two, but he kind of is a better worker than those guys, you know, and around the same time as Eric Young.
Yeah, well, I am a big fan of Austin Aries. I think he's got a lot of charisma. I think he makes an awesome heel, totally believable, and once again, what a maneuver. What a maneuver.
And I'm not too angry at him, although Austin did have this last week a brief Twitter rant back and forth with my father. He said, he was going back and forth with Baron Corbin, and Baron Corbin's like, you know, he's like, well, I'm 5'9", and I'm not afraid of you. And Baron Corbin says, I'm 6'9". And Dave Meltzer says, it's funny how people grow 3 inches whenever they are wrestlers, implying that Austin Aries is 5'6", which is probably closer to 5'9". Yeah.
Exactly.
It was nice, but it's my father, and I must have been.
Baron Corbin legit, like, 6'9"? Because that kind of pretty tall.
That doesn't sound right to me. I just be honest with you.
Maybe he's also grown 3 inches.
So Baron Corbin's an inch shorter than The Undertaker. No, that doesn't sound right.
He's shorter than The Undertaker. I do believe, yes.
Yeah, well, you want to watch out. You don't want to get into basketball player range. You want to get into Andre the Giant, Ernie Ladd range. You know what I'm saying? You want to be scary motherfucker. Okay. Let's see. What else is on this old NXT card that might actually be slightly better than WrestleMania? Ah, yes, my favorite wrestler in the whole world, Shinsuke Nakamura, will be facing Sami Zayn. Now, this is the hottest ticket on WrestleMania weekend, it appears. To get a ticket to TakeOver, you need like $300 now, you know, from those, you know, how do they, you know, people buy up the tickets and sell them later kind of thing. Those are priced at $300 now. Last week they were $250. The Hall of Fame was $48. Now it's down to like $30. So, and this seems to be the hottest match in the card, you know, to me. Asuka Bayley obviously has a lot of interest. We're about to talk about Finn Balor and Joe, we've seen, but this match, boy, there's some pressure on this one, huh? I mean, they're expecting the world.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think?
I am looking forward to the match, quite honestly. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I mean, I would hope that our boy Shinsuke Nakamura actually win. However,
well, I think he will.
There's that big push for Sami Zayn now that he transitioned to be on Raw. So
yeah,
you know, how does that, you know, if this is Sami Zayn's last match, leaving NXT as they leave the territory, they may do the favors for the brand new guy making the debut, which would make complete sense. I suspect that Shinsuke is gonna win the match, but it's gonna be a very hard fought battle between two baby faces, a sign of mutual respect. You're gonna see a lot of the back and forth face versus face type maneuvers in the early going. Very technical, very hard hitting, I would imagine. And it's really going to, at the end of the day, it's not going to matter who wins or who loses in the minds of the NXT, you know, viewers per se. But it's going to be one epic confrontation, almost a dream matchup in the eyes of some, especially the people that have followed the careers of both wrestlers throughout the different promotions they've both been on, culminating in such a very high-profile card. So I definitely think that this match is going to be the one to blow everybody away, and I have every bit of faith that these two performers will give their 110%.
Well, I can't agree more that with all of those sentiments. I think you will put him over. It is a dream match. I mean, you know, if you like back when we did our show and I showed the pic, it wasn't that long ago, before he got signed, where I had the picture of my cat Oscar mixed in with Nakamura. You know, if you would have told me that day that Nakamura is going to be wrestling in Dallas in front of 11,000 or 12,000 people, you know, in a match that's very highly anticipated, I would be like, how the fuck is that even possible? You know, because it almost is surreal. But here we are. The interesting thing about you're saying hard-hitting matchup, to me, and I've watched a lot of his matches, especially in the past year, or throughout his career, but in the past year in particular, I've watched a lot of Nakamura. His matches with certain performers, he knows how to do a less strong style for a match, and he can make it entertaining. He did it a lot in Ring of Honor. He had a really great match with Zack Sabre Jr., in Revolution Pro, which is a really outstanding British company. But my point is that, you know, he can do a match without kicking someone's face in or their neck off or all the things that he does to guys like Kota Ibushi and Shibata and all those types of wrestlers, you know, the strong style that he's known for. He can do the tamer match, but still be very entertaining with his charisma, with his passion, with his facial expressions, which are unbelievable, with his comedic stuff, with his moveset. And I don't think he'll have to kill Sammy with strong style strikes, the type that Tanahashi doesn't mind taking or Okada doesn't mind taking, you know, to have a great match. I think they can do it. That being said, you know, the one white boy that I've seen that can do it is your boy AJ. Your boy AJ took the bull Mayu for real back to the back of the head, boy. He took the real deal one. The question to me is, will Sami Zayn take the bull Mayu to the back of the head? Will he take the brutal one, or will he take the tamer Ring of Honor version? But Nakamura doesn't need to kill somebody to get over. But he can go in there and fucking wrestle Bob Sapp or Brock Lesnar strong style too, or he can go in there and do the tame match, you know? Because you can't go in there and kill ACH and then fly back to Japan, you know? So he knows how to do it. Very exciting match. It'll be unbelievable. Pressure's on, but he's one of the best high-pressure wrestlers there is, besides guys like Tanahashi, John Cena. He's one of the best, so can't wait for this one.
Yeah,
now, let's see.
We'll do a bomb burner.
It may be the match of the weekend. And, I mean, they have tons of other great cards all throughout the weekend in Texas, too. But anyway, maybe we'll talk about that more some other time. Let's see, Asuka against Bayley for the women's title. You want to talk about a highly anticipated matchup. you know, they've really played this out perfect. They didn't so much book them against each other perfect. They've booked both of the competitors perfect. Asuka has not lost a match. Bayley, I really can't remember her losing a match. I'm sure she has. She certainly has held the title for quite a while since her win over Sasha. So, man, what a super matchup, huh?
Yeah, totally. Once again, much like the Sami Zayn match with Shinsuke Nakamura, this bout really does really appeal to hardcore wrestling fans. And two badass women, both of them going to go in and do their best. And if Bayley does get called up during Markamania on Monday night to reunite the four horsewomen in a, you know, and I don't know what you've heard regarding this, but it's possible that Asuka could become the new NXT champion, clean of Bayley, and that might propel her to the status there on the main roster, because as you know, they need a little bit more depth in there, and I don't know if Eva Marie's going to cut it, quite honestly.
Well, when you talk about bringing up Bayley, and no, I haven't heard anything, I mean, that's always an option. But, you know, if you got Finn Balor and you got Bayley, to me, Bayley's more popular. I think Benji said from the live appearances that he definitely sensed that. I don't think you could, if you're touring with NXT, I don't think you could lose them both. So I guess it depends. If they're going to call up Finn, Samoa Joe, which this ties into our next and last match to talk about, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor. If Samoa Joe beats Finn Balor, then I think Bayley's got to beat Asuka, because you got to keep Bayley on those road shows if you don't have Finn Balor. I would honestly keep Bayley in NXT as long as I could, because I'm scared to death what kind of dumbass thing they're going to do with her. You know, will they know what to do? Will they blow it?
Well, I do agree with that. This could yet again, you know, Bayley's had a lot of high points in her career, 2015. 2016 could be the year of Asuka, just to kind of round out the roster a little bit. I think that NXT, part of their house show success, live event success, are for people to watch people like, you know, Bayley, to watch Finn Balor, to watch Samoa Joe. Those are like marquee talents that I believe help sell out those venues everywhere they go. I believe the same as you, that if Bayley were to be called up to the main roster, it would be a blow to NXT, because that is a superstar that everyone loves to watch, men, women, children. And I think, now I don't want to take anything away from her talent. Does she deserve to be in the main roster? Hell yeah, she does. You know, can she make a difference in the main roster? Yes. But am I afraid like you that once they bring her up, that they won't know what to do with her, how to package her, to put her in a meaningful storyline? Hell yeah, I'm afraid. And I don't know if Bayley is in a rush to go. As you mentioned this on several shows back, I think she's gone on record saying she likes it, NXT. But eventually that bird is going to have to fly the coop. So,
yep.
But how do we get more people involved with Asuka? You know, so would they want to prolong this feud a little bit longer? Do they want to make Asuka feel like she's on level with Bayley? I think they might just do that, and I think Asuka might actually get the title at this event. If anything, she's going to get it clean, and Bayley's going to be heartbroken. But I think once again, maybe mutual sign of respect until someone decides to come in and beat her up at the end of the match, at which this point maybe she and Asuka could team up and against two other females that would threaten their top spot. Who knows?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I completely have all the faith in the world, though, just on a separate thing from what we're just saying, in this matchup. You know, there's no way this match isn't awesome. Asuka's really been turning it on lately. Bayley's more popular than ever. She's a great role model for kids. She's a great role model for young girls. I think the question is, will Vince McMahon understand the character and allow it to come over and do it? If you're going to introduce it, you would want to introduce it as Smarkamania Raw. It at least gives the traditional marks a hint of what this is, that it's something fun and exciting. But again, the Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, Ascension fears come up. Not that I ever loved the Ascension, but we have to try to remember that NXT is supposed to bring people to the main roster. Even if their show is better, even if their pay-per-views for two-hour shows are technically better, it's all about making money for Vince. So, and then that brings us, of course, to the title matchup. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe. Well, you know, I've got a feeling this match will deliver in front of this big crowd. I think they have a hell of a lot to put on. If they're putting this on last, that's going to be tough. That is a tough spot. I don't see how Finn Balor doesn't go over. You know, I think Samoa Joe would be a good heel to bring up. I think Finn Balor would be a good babyface to bring up to the main roster. So whoever wins, I think the other guy's gone up. Like I said, you know, Bayley, Finn Balor, I don't think they can lose them both. So, you know, I've seen this match. I like it. I'm not anticipating as much as even the other three we just mentioned. Even the Austin Aries debut is more interesting to me, quite honestly. But it's a solid matchup and booked well. They've booked this match well. They have booked this match well. They know how to book this shit, you know. So, interesting to see it. I hope they can follow them, though.
Yeah, I think they have definitely a hard road ahead of them because of all the great talent that will precede them. But nonetheless, I think they're going to deliver. These are world-class athletes, world-class wrestler performers. And I, you know, been a Samoa Joe fan since day one. I like the Finn Balor character. I think both of them are going to be great. I think Finn Balor's going to, his gimmick is going to translate nicely to the main roster,
yep,
if that's how they want to go with it, because people want to join in such an epic intro. He definitely has a world-class skill to be on the level of a main eventer. And I think that, with in the proper program, he can definitely bring that character, that charisma, that mystique that was kind of lost with Jeff Hardy's company, you know? It's the character, it's the face paint, it's the theatrics, the, throw caution to the wind kind of former, where he literally is a daredevil in the ring, you know? And of course, since Neville is out, I think that this performer will definitely stand out in the crowd and do that. There's spots where he's ready to go, so I think you're absolutely saying they will be an awesome effort by the two. I think Finn Balor's going to win, he may win, at least may vacate the title. I think that'd be a really good way to do it, making sure that your champion is strong moving forward. I don't necessarily, I'm not a big fan of him being called up and having to drop the title. I don't think that's necessary. I think at this point, you have a lot of people that when you vacate a title, that there could be a nice tournament to crown a new champion. And I think that would be an awesome way to bring others into the fold and really define their characters moving forward for this next fiscal season of NXT.
Right.
So that's kind of how I see it. And I think that this NXT card is going to be absolutely amazing. But what are your thoughts overall on that?
I think you're absolutely right about what you just said. I think Balor is a great addition to the main roster. I actually think Joe would be better suited to stay in NXT. And I think for next year, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Baron Corbin with the belt. I know people don't want to hear that. That would not surprise me too much. I think the way to probably go would be to have Shinsuke Nakamura feud with Samoa Joe over the belt. I think that would be really good, and have Finn Balor go up and keep Bayley and keep Asuka the number two babyface behind Bayley, obviously, and then, you know, maybe add a couple of new faces and kind of get some of these guys up and running. But that house show with Bayley's the big draw, man. So you don't lose anything if you lose Prince Devitt, Finn Balor, you know.
So, oh, totally.
Well,
I think if I had to rank this lineup of matches in my top three matches, I would put the Balor Joe match at bottom. I would put the girl in the middle, and then I would put I would definitely put Shinsuke Zayn at very top, just because we've waited so long to see Shinsuke Nakamura perform at NXT. This being the debut match, I think there's a lot of hype going into the match, and that for me will be the match I look forward to the most. How about yourself?
Not to mention the last Nakamura match I saw, besides the match where he put over Kenny Omega, but the Wrestle Kingdom match was a fucking near 5-star match. So, you know, this guy hasn't really let me down too much in the past 2 or 3 years. I mean, for the past 2 or 3 years, he's been the best wrestler in the world. You know, the only wrestler that's come even close besides the best wrestler in the world, Tanahashi, is the kid he mentored, Okada. So, I mean, God, I just know when he's in front of a crowd, he'll get it going, you know, and I agree totally. I'm totally looking forward to this. It's kind of almost like, I don't even know how I'll handle it. I may not be able to. We'll have to see what happens to me tomorrow night. My God.
We may need to do a post show for our immediate reaction, just to see what happens.
I think we'll have to do that. You know, I may even go so far as to do the rare star rating, which I don't like to do that. But you know, sometimes Like Tanahashi versus Kenny Omega is the last match I gave a really high rating to. Although I heard the Dragon Lee match the other day, which was really good too. But anywho. I guess it brings us to the real big card of the weekend. I hear there's going to be a couple of people there for it. It's called WrestleMania.
And
I think everyone's really pumped up about seeing Ryback wrestle at what looks to be around 4 o'clock Central Time.
Right.
When I heard that Kalisto was facing Ryback at WrestleMania, I thought, God, this fucking sucks, this card. And then I heard the Dudleys are going to fight the Usos. I'd probably pay more to see the Dudleys versus Vince Russo, just to be honest.
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, shit! It's Vince Russo!
But, can you arrange
that?
I can book it, too. But you see how, John, when I heard that Kalisto and Ryback were having their U.S. title battle, and in fact, at around 4:30 p.m., I realized that they kind of weren't on the WrestleMania card as much as I'm on the WrestleMania card. You know, I mean, that's early, but I guess since that's technically looks like to be the first match out of the chute, as they say, and if you're asking my prediction, I guess I would tell you I don't care. What are your thoughts?
Well, okay, Usos over, maybe? I know, it's Ryback versus Kalisto. Hey, look. I like the big guy. I make no qualms.
You like him as a human. You like him as a human being. Let's just be very clear.
You're right. I like him as a human being. Yes, I think that he's got a generous heart.
Yes,
and I think it's great with kids. You know, but honestly, in this particular matchup, they need to show the full Latinos. You know, the full Latino support. I think they're going to go balls to the wall with Kalisto's big run as the U.S. champion. I think that's what we're going to do, and I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to win clean against Ryback. Going to do the job. Mutual show of respect. I think you know, Ryback showed some heel tendencies, but I think overall, I think it's going to be all done in order to really propel him to the next level. And
I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
If Ryback jobs again, and I may regret this in the future saying this, if Ryback jobs again, do you think he'll hang himself?
Oh, Lord. I don't think so. You know,
okay.
I think he's a guy that has gone on record as, you know, really, you know, worked his way from the ground up, you know, from his developmental deal all the way to preparing the roster and losing that push and then having to, you know, regain his traction. And, of course, they lost their way. Not a whole lot of people get a chance to recover the way he did. I mean, take a look at Jack Swagger, for Christ's sake. So,
right.
You know, he's very lucky in that regard. And, you know, I think he'll do what he needs to do. And I think he understands what do you feel about that whole scenario that I laid out about him and Kalisto actually teaming up to become a tag team force in the near future just to kind of help put Kalisto over?
Well, you're right about Jack Swagger, my friend. He is in dark waters. But, yeah, I like what you laid out. That's probably the way to go. You know, and what I just missed talking about in NXT was La Sombra, who we'll see more and more of. And he'll be a huge Latino star, in my opinion,
right,
in NXT. And then they'll put him in that Kalisto spot. That being said, I don't know if they have much faith in Kalisto or Ryback, but if they were smart, they would do it that way because they need that market. And quite frankly, that market has always been loyal, and they owe it to that market and to themselves to book it correctly. In anticipation of La Sombra coming in, and I'm telling you, because we don't watch a lot of CMLL, but this guy could be the next Mysterio or Art Barr, you know, whatever way you want to look at it. But as far as this match, I think it's healthy to have Kalisto go over. It's an early, early, early match. You know, it's not going to kill anybody either way, but that's probably the strongest booking logic, if you will. What about Dudley's Usos, the dream match we've been waiting for?
Yeah, right. I believe the Usos are going to win. I believe that's what it's all been building toward. The Dudleys are going to have an awesome WrestleMania moment. I think they will finally bring out the tables in an act of desperation, and I believe the Usos are going to try to rise to the occasion, deliver a really great match, and hopefully the WWE will add a little bit more depth and more character to what I believe is a pretty bland act in the Usos. I believe that they haven't done a really good job of telling the story of who the Usos are, other than the fact they're brothers and they're face paint, you know? So they need to add that depth if they're going to become, you know, top baby faces, if they're going to be taken seriously and not as an afterthought. They really do need to spend some time character building the Usos. I believe these are, once again, cemented, you know, future Hall of Famers.
Well, I think the Usos are a really strong team, and they probably haven't been booked properly. They have it almost too easy, in a sense, because they have the, the whole connection with the family lineage. But there's something about them that just don't seem to get over. Not all the way. You know, their best feud, I guess, was Tyson Kidd and what's-his-face, the guy they can't get over because he's from Switzerland.
Yeah, Cesaro.
Yeah, oh, that's his name. By the way, he may appear in the Battle Royal. Before I forget, he has to get cleared, He has to get cleared.
That's good. Well, once again, I mean, they haven't gotten over because they haven't told the story properly. They like to think that they're maybe somewhat over because they might sell merchandise, but they haven't been involved. I mean, the storyline between the two tag teams, I believe, is just really, it's kind of lame. It hasn't had the proper storytelling, in my opinion, and I haven't really been interested in it because I just feel like I'm not getting any other character moments that help either team, to be quite honest.
Right.
This has been very lackluster in terms of the build-up for this particular match.
Well, I mean, they didn't consider it a WrestleMania match. They were lying and just sort of said that, you know, it's going to be there. And it will be on, but it'll be on, you know, sometime before 6 o'clock Central Time. So, which brings us to the third pre-show match. Oh, the pre-show is like a freaking pay-per-view, too. The third pre-show match is a Team Total Divas. This will be Natalia, who we were arguing earlier over how much screen time she would be getting. I predicted she'd get more. And were you saying she'd when you could leave it? Is that what you were referring to?
Oh, no. I was talking about the Divas belt. There had been a report.
Oh, right. The Divas belt.
About belt, if you want to talk about that real quick.
Oh, well, we can get to that when we get to the matchup, if you prefer.
Okay.
But, I think Natalia, I think we will see Natalia get more screen time. So she's in the match. It's Natalia, Paige, Brie Bella, who, by the way, seems to be done with wrestling, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie. Boy, Bad and Eva Marie to that match. Jeepers, creepers. Versus Team Bad and Blonde, they're going by. Naomi, Tamina, Summer Rae, Lana, who is almost like the Ricky Steamboat fixture in this one, and Emma. That was a joke.
I love it.
So that's a 10-woman match, so Eva Marie and Lana can't fuck up too much. You got Natalia, Paige, Alicia Fox, Emma, and Tamina and Naomi are good workers. So that should be enough to cover it up, and let's be honest, I don't know how much time they'll really get. But actually, since those are the two matches in the hour, this will be, by the way, live on USA this hour. So you can actually watch it on USA from 6 to 7 Eastern, 5 to 6 Central. And this match will be on there. So, hell, they might, and then the Dudley Susco match as well. So they might give them a little bit of time. I don't really know what to think of this one. Yeah.
Well, I do. I mean, the Total Divas are going to go over. They're trying to push a TV show. It's going to be on the USA Network. It's an opportunity for them to have more of that footage played on the Total Divas e-show. So it's definitely going to be something that they're going to have a little bit of time. And I suspect that at the end of the day, it's going to be Brie mode. Brie is going to win over, let's say, Naomi, maybe one of the last women there in the ring, as I'm sure all of them will spill out onto the floor, and the two left will probably be Naomi and Brie, and Brie's going to win with Brie mode, and everyone's going to celebrate the win of the Total Divas. It's going to be just like that.
Well, okay. You know more about Total Divas than I do, but, you know, maybe they could have a thing where Eva Marie turns on the Total Divas girls. That would kind of coincide with their storyline, too.
It would to a certain degree, but I don't think that she's going to turn until the end of the match. But the match will be done, and they may set up that storyline for the TV show. So I would watch out for that. And
yeah.
But I definitely feel that Bree was gonna win for the Total Divas team. And what happens after the bell rings and after their hands are raised? You know, you may be right. There may be all that everything might turn on the Total Divas and set up something for the TV show. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the actual card. And when you look at it, you know, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is supposedly on it. And I'll use your phrase, I'll see it when I believe it. But the actual seven matches, though, that are for the WrestleMania card, besides that, it is a really well put together card, especially given the circumstances. I think they did as good a job as they could at booking a card. I don't think they did a great job of writing in between. Again, I've been trying to get across to folks the difference to me, at least, between booking and writing. You know, the booker is the matchmaker. The writers are the small kids from L.A. They get hired and fired every year. But so let's just start from the well. Before we get to that, I just wanted to say that as of the original scripting, and I'm quoting the Wrestling Observer here, we're supposed to see Steve Austin, Mick Foley, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, and The Rock. So they have not been advertised at all, which is kind of intriguing if you think about it. Still sold the sucker out, but we will probably see those. I know Seth Rollins is in Dallas. I saw a picture of him on Twitter. So a lot of really cool outside stuff can happen. I know they had a really cool idea for Steve Austin. And I'm sure The Rock will have something to do with something pretty big. I'm sure Mick Foley will have something to do with the Dean Ambrose match. Shawn Michaels, I'm sure, may have something to do with Triple H's match, perhaps. I don't know. And I'm sure The Rock will just cut a kick-ass fucking promo and leave. As far as Ronda Rousey, I don't think she'll be there. But let's be honest, it's not as cool of a cameo as it was last year at this point, is it? You know? But, all right, well, let's get to the card. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Here are a list of the geeks, none of which are 1/1000th as over as Andre the Giant ever was. They are The Big Show, Kane, Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Damian Sandow, who I predict will lead the promotions in, Darren Young, Fandango, Jack Swagger, The Ascension, Tyler Breeze, Goldust, R-Truth, and Mark Henry, and the Wyatt family supposedly will have something big to do with it. I know at one point that Braun Strowman was going to win it. I don't know what will happen now. And like I said, Cesaro may be a surprise. And the Los Matadors are not booked on it, which is kind of interesting. Thoughts on this clusterfuck of a match?
Well, it could very well be Mark Henry's final WrestleMania. As he
predicted this a year ago, didn't you? Yeah.
And he's gone on record as this being his final WrestleMania, I believe. And if this is indeed his final WrestleMania, I believe that they might actually honor Mark with the Memorial Battle Royal. Or at least he'll come down to him and someone else. I don't know exactly who. And to be honest, I don't know how this would benefit anybody, because they've proven that it doesn't matter if you win this Battle Royal. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. This is a very token throwaway kind of match. And
right.
It doesn't matter if you win it or not. So if they're going to do it, they're probably going to do it to Mark Henry. And I suspect that Mark Henry may have a chance of winning this Battle Royal.
Well, I think you're right. You know, if you know anything about Mark Henry, Mark Henry is a Texas person. And if you know Texas people, you'll know what that means. But he is a Texas boy, man. That is a dude from fucking Texas. He's Texas bred and fed. And I think that the right thing to do would probably be to have him win it. If you wanted to do an angle with the Wyatt, this is probably where you would want to do it, though. I don't have any idea what that would be. You know, probably... If he did do something Wyatt-based, you know, you'd want to do it, you'd probably want to do it during the Ambrose match to set up this supposed Lesnar-Wyatt feud that's coming up. So if Braun Strowman doesn't win, I'd go with Mark Henry, you know, Cesaro would be a nice surprise, but really they're just trying to get everybody out there. But they must have something planned that's interesting if it's on the main card, and then something like, say, the Kalisto match isn't. So it should be a good one. Actually, it shouldn't be a good one. All right, what's the next card?
Let's see, I agree.
Let me take that back. Shouldn't. New Day versus League of Nations, 3-on-4 handicap match. No, the tag titles are not online. I heard the New Day was going to fly out as unicorns somehow, be flying unicorns. Now, if that happens, this match is great, you know?
Have you heard
that they're going to fly out?
I haven't heard that, but I'm not opposed to it. Definitely not opposed to it. And I suspect that you're probably right. They're probably going to have a nice elaborate entrance, and I think the New Day is going to go over the International House of Pancakes.
Well, they
clean
have
with
some
the unicorn
sort of
studio.
Clean as can be. I think you're right. I think League of Nations, man, they did not end up being the Four Horsemen. That's all I'll say. Yeah, New Day, what an incredible year for them. I think this will be sort of a baby, you know, now they're officially pretty much baby faces. This will be this is a reward, in a sense, a celebration of who they are, of what they've achieved, of what they've accomplished. You know, maybe we'll see Michael Hayes do something since they're inducting him. I could see something like that happening. I'm sure he'd get a big pop from Dallas. Well, maybe he will. I don't know. Not a whole lot of interest for me in this one. This is probably the only one that I'm not interested in. But, hey, 1 out of 7 ain't bad. So, it should be a pretty good match. Let's see. Then we're going to have I'm trying to call the card like I see it laying out. Again, I don't know that. The IC title ladder match. Of course, we have Zack Ryder is filling in for where Neville should have been. Now, just to be honest, Neville not being in the match did hurt this match to me. Not a Zack Ryder mark, but it really didn't have anything to do with anything. I think Neville just has an incredible high-flying ability that very few people have at all, besides maybe the few, you know, the Ricochets of the world, the Will Ospreys. Like, there's very few that has the ability of Neville. So we got Zack Ryder, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Stardust, Sin Cara, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens in a ladder match. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, we knew that they were going to have a ladder match at WrestleMania pretty early on as a big stunt to set WrestleMania off. I would have thought that the Hardys wouldn't have re-signed and they would have come back to do this as being their swan song. In fact, I originally thought that, you know, we were going to have, you know, maybe even the Dudley Boys in there as well to do a ladder match just for the sheer sake of having those theatrics. And, of course, a ladder match is without Kofi Kingston's also hurt by that. I believe that Kofi is a really big player in that. But, you know, who comes out on top? I don't believe it's going to be Zack Ryder.
well, I'd agree with that.
Zack Ryder. It's, you know, I mean, how about you? I mean, how do you think it's going to go?
Well, you have it come down to Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Dolph Ziggler to some degree will be there. You know, Sin Cara, Stardust, Ryder, and Miz are just there for the show. Ziggler needs to do the big bumps. Sin Cara can do some bumps. It's really Sami Zayn, Owens. And who do you put over? Probably Kevin Owens. I mean, I don't think Sami Zayn's got the heat yet to pull it off. If he wanted to have a surprise and have Ziggler go over, so be it, whatever. But I think Kevin Owens deserves to win at WrestleMania in a ladder match with the IC title. He had a great year. He was booked great, and then all of a sudden he was booked, you know, not so great. They went up and down on him, and I think he's pretty much where he's going to be on the card. And I think we'll see Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, maybe one day Nakamura, maybe one day Finn Balor. They're going to be in this position, you know, this IC title, Internet. You know, Kevin Owens is the Internet champion, you know. Of all the Internet Markham people, Kevin Owens is the guy. He had the star ratings from the marks. He had the thoughts from the marks. He has the mark regimen of being into Ring of Honor and all that shit. So I see him winning this one for that reason.
I agree with you, and I feel that I don't know how much longer he's going to run with the IC title, because I really feel that they need a really strong opponent for whoever face is coming up. And I think they are poised. If they want to pull the trigger on Kevin Owens to be a monster heel, they need to do it. This would be the time. So,
well, I would agree with you. I think they need to go ahead and set up Kevin Owens, IC champ versus AJ Styles. You know, I think that's the few that can run to SummerSlam. You know, you need to do that. Which I guess more or less brings us to another matchup, AJ Styles and Chris Jericho. Now, you are a Chris Jericho mark. I am a AJ Styles mark. I know you're an AJ Styles mark, too, and I'm a Chris Jericho mark, too. But I know we're both into this fucking match. AJ's had some of the best matches I've seen the last 2 years. I mean, we talk about the trio of Okada, Tanahashi, Nakamura all the time, but AJ was right up there having those incredible 4.5, 5-star matches as well. He's coming to WWE. He's had some clean pinfall losses. It hadn't really hurt him. He stayed strong. They've been building up to this. They've had lots of time to prepare. This is a huge motherfucking... I mean, AJ Styles is... Okay, same thing like they said with Nakamura. If it were 3 or 4 months ago, if you said, hey, Steven, Nakamura is going to wrestle in front of 12,000 in Dallas, and then 2 days later, AJ Styles is going to wrestle in front of 85,000 people, or 100,000, whatever you want to call it. You know, I wouldn't believe that either. You know, what an incredible moment for this guy.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've been a Jericho fan day one, and I love AJ Styles. I think he's an awesome dude, great performer. You know, I hate to say that Jericho's going to do the right thing, and put AJ over as a monster babyface and win over the respect, you know, and finally get over this crazy ass, I'm jealous of AJ Styles. That's so lame. And, you know, you're looking
right
at Chris Jericho that has feuded over being the best in the world at what he does to, you know, being the heel of all heels up against Shawn Michaels. I just do not get it. I just do not get this. Oh, I'm just jealous. Now, of course, the promos have been golden. So he's making, you know, chicken salad out of chicken shit, as far as I'm concerned. But
he's knocked it out the park several times now with this dude, with the promos, yeah.
I mean, Jericho may have questionable fashionable sense, but I believe that this is exactly this is going to be a barn burner of a match. I think one of my favorite matches, probably in terms of anticipation for this card, is going to be this one. But I do expect that AJ Styles will come out victorious.
I will predict that this will be the show stealer of the. Yeah, I think this will be the show stealer. I think they're going to finally put it together and go out there and just fucking kill it. They're finally going to just fucking kill it. So let's hope so, man.
Exactly.
They deserve it.
Yeah, show the office what you're made of, AJ Styles. Chris Jericho's already made man. He'll make you an even bigger superstar if this match goes the way that I know Jericho and AJ can put one together.
And you know they've thought about where they were heading this whole time, too, so... That has to be a thought,
oh, absolutely.
Too.
You know, they've had a lot of time to work at live events in order to kind of really get this match down pat, and I just cannot wait. You know, I sounded like when I did that. Show them what you're made of, kid, you know?
Show them what you're made of, kid. Don't become a star. Jericho's lined it up for you. Yeah, you're so right. So perhaps the matches of the weekend, besides Will Ospreay versus Ricochet, will be... Nakamura, Zane, and AJ Jericho. I'm going to go ahead and make that prediction right away as far as the WWE is concerned. That's my prediction. Let's talk about the women's division. And that's right, I said women's division because there are rumors that they're going to have a new belt and they're going to call it the Women's Championship. Now, as far as the belt in the three-way match changing over at WrestleMania, I do think it's possible to do it on Smarkamania Raw because I think the Smarks would really enjoy that. You know, say, hey, this belt's fucking dumb. Here's the new belt. Here's the new way we say it. And, you know, we were talking about this today on Facebook too, Al John. Look how far they've come in 1 year. Again, they've booked it and written it really wacky. But you have Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Flair, and you got Becky Lynch, the three NXT, three of the four horsemen. And they, from NXT, have gone to WWE, are fighting in a three-way for the championship that they are now changing the name of and getting rid of that supposedly ridiculous butterfly belt. So, you know, in 1 year, yeah, maybe they have really accomplished something. As far as the
match
itself, go ahead.
I totally agree, and this may have been the trajectory the entire time. We were just unaware up until recently where there has been reports that this is going to happen. I'm all for it. You know, it's about damn time. That horrible butterfly belt needs to go by the way of Medusa putting it in the trash.
There you go.
That is no disrespect to anyone that has carried that championship because that means a lot to the company for all the former Divas champions. But I believe that it's had its time.
All right.
So, like I was saying, no disrespect to anyone that's ever carried the Divas title. I believe that they're all considered women's champions, and I'm glad that the office is making the decision. if they are indeed going to do it, to resurrect the women's title name. And I think they'd just be doing themselves, everyone a favor in this age that we live in. So, but I'll believe it when I see it. And it may happen at SmartMania. Monday Night Raw, we'll just have to see. But in terms of who I think is going to win this championship, I think Charlotte may be a good person to win this match, with the caveat being that she'll lose it to Sasha Banks come Monday Night Raw, and she will be the new women's champion.
That's well put. I mean, again, they've set up this card to where you can change anything at the last second. You know, you can change the women's belt, and you can do it the next night. You can change the booking on this or that, but you can change it on SmartMania or set up a feud. And I think you're right. I know they're transitioning to Sasha. I know Vince is high on Sasha's work, which is impressive for him. And, you know, I think all these things need to happen. It would be cool for Sasha to win the bank. Hello? It would be cool for Sasha to win the belt on such a big stage, but then again, you got to make
Sasha the
out
bank
there with
belt.
Right, exactly.
But it would be I agree. I agree with you. I think that'd be really nice for her to win on the big stage. I don't necessarily think that it's going to happen, but it would be nice that, hey, look, it could go either way. Would I be happy if even Becky Lynch won? Yeah. You know, I have really, really grown to enjoy Becky Lynch, not just on the microphone, but as an in-ring performer. And they couldn't have had a more better group of female performers. Who knew when we started this show, this podcast a year ago, that the women's division would be something that we continually look at and go, wow, that's just entertaining segment after segment, or at least giving us something to talk about. You know, granted, promos might be kind of weird, and it's been a long, strange trip from where we were last year when those talents were brought up. But hey, the most important thing is now that times are changing, and here is where we're at right now in terms of the women.
Right.
I'm okay with it, totally.
I would agree with you, my friend. I think we've actually made a lot of headway, and you know, I'm shocked, but they've done it, so can't say enough. So we have our three big main events, the three ones they basically pushed as hard as they could with last day notice. Just before we get with those three, some of the matches these could have been. We could have been had John Cena versus Undertaker, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. There were a lot of things that could have gone, but this is what we've ended up with. We've got Brock Lesnar against Dean Ambrose in a no-hold-barred weapons match. I think this match will be pretty fucking brutal. I think we both know that Dean Ambrose can take it to the limit, yeah. And I think he'll take it to the limit one more time. I think Brock will do some pretty feisty stuff, as is his wont. And, you know, perhaps we'll see some Mick Foley involved, or perhaps we'll see Bray Wyatt. I think we may see the appearance of barbed wire, not used probably, or a chainsaw that wouldn't be used, but just a really brutal fucking match. And I'm probably looking forward to this one, one of the most as well. This sounds like a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah, totally, man. I haven't been impressed with any of the build, but I am looking forward to seeing these matches and how they turn out. So, yeah.
The best thing about it is they had a Terry Funk promo, you know, and, if, you know, I appreciate them doing that for me personally, because I like to see Terry Funk talk. Aside from that,
totally,
Wilson, whatever.
I'm all about it.
The whole thing with Ambrose is he just, you know, he gets his ass kicked, so here's a guy that kicks people's ass, but he gets his ass kicked well, so it should be a good match. You know, I'm sure Lesnar will go over, and Ambrose will be the plucky babyface, and, you know, hopefully he'll feud with a heel Reigns. Maybe that'll happen. Speaking of Roman Reigns, he faces Triple H, the youngster, the young upstart heavyweight champion. I was talking to my friend Sean Diesel, a South Louisiana drummer, when I informed him that Shane McMahon against The Undertaker in the Hell in a Cell was the main event and that Triple H was defending the belt in the championship. He used to watch wrestling with me in 1998-99, and he asked me if it was still 1998. You know, he was pretty surprised, to say the least, that Triple H was in the main event. What are your thoughts? I've heard a lot of things. I've heard that Roman Reigns might turn heel. You always hear that, obviously. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I try not to pay attention. It's unavoidable as we follow the business to see the rumors of what may or may not happen or people speculating, as we do. I think that it would be great if Roman Reigns wins, to be quite honest, but I don't know in what way it would be for him to win. We know that it may be perceived or received very badly at that stadium. Triple H win if they were to concoct a double turn, much like Austin Hart, WrestleMania 13, I'd be surprised. I would be very, very surprised if that's the way they decided to go. I don't know if Roman Reigns has the ability or the psychology in order to pull that one off. But
well, let me tell you, well,
bit of the doubt, and B, I mean, for me, it would make sense that Roman Reigns wins. If there's no swerve or turn involved, I would like to see the babyface, the book babyface, win over the Authority and be done with the whole Authority, you know, storyline. I don't like it. I haven't liked it for some time. I think it's a lazy booking, and I think that, you know, a lot of people, I think even yourself, had said, well, you know, they don't really have a choice. Well, I believe that if they had a proper planning leading up to WrestleMania, that they would have had a choice, but they don't. And this is a result of their poor choices. So,
yeah.
And so I'm not going to be the one, you know, booing Roman Reigns should he win. If that's the case, if they do a turn, I'll also be rooting for Roman Reigns. I mean, he just has to be champion. I'm done with the whole Authority thing. I think Triple H did just fine, you know, as his running champion. But I think it just needs to stop.
Here are my thoughts. I think here are what I think will happen. I think Reigns is going to win clean as a babyface, but not in the main event. And if he did turn heel, he probably could do it on SmackDown Raw. It's not logical. There's no logical way to turn him heel against Triple H. The idea of a double turn, well, I'll just say I just watched WrestleMania 13. It's a terrible card, and then not a terrible card. It's a boring card, and then all of a sudden this incredible match comes on, this incredible double turn juice Bret Hart, Steve Austin match. The crowd was ready for Austin to turn. The crowd was actually ready for Bret turn. You know, if you watch old 97, early 97 Raws, you can feel the crowd turning on Bret. They had the psychology to pull it off. Does Reigns and Triple H have the psychology to pull it off? Well, Triple H certainly does, and the crowd wants it, though, more than anything. But to me, Vince just likes to go ahead and have the babyface win, and he's changed his plans two times. It's been a very strange year. He's been doing some really strange things. And for some reason, I just think he's going to have Roman Reigns win the belt as a babyface. They could do something so incredibly interesting and have Roman Reigns turn heel and be the heel champion. But just something tells me they won't do it. That being said, I think it'll be a pretty darn good match. Triple H knows how to bring it in the main event and work a WWE-style match. And let's face it, Roman had a great main event last year. I don't care what anybody says. That match was one of the best.
Yeah, I agree, you know. And I'm just not one of those people that are going to hate on Roman Reigns just because of his personality, you know,
yeah,
or his lack of mic skills or whatever the case is. You know, this is the path, and I'm okay with it, because at the end of the day, I think the guy can still work, you know, and I'm willing,
yeah,
to give him the benefit of the doubt and have him perform. And I would much be, I would, and I'm supportive of that. I'm supportive of him, you know, doing what he needs to do. And I think that maybe if the crowd was more supportive, I think that you'd find a different character in Roman Reigns, a more confident Roman Reigns coming out. So,
absolutely. I think we need to let Roman be himself. By the way, I can see The Rock getting involved in this one. Another interesting thought I heard brought up was, what if Roman won the belt and turned on The Rock? That would be kind of interesting, too.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that as well, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think Triple H wants to have the belt. He has too much to do. You know, he really does have a lot of work to do to have the damn belt longer. So he's losing the belt. I know that.
Well, let's not forget that there was a moment between Rock and Triple H. I believe that happened at the, was it last WrestleMania? Well, I know the last WrestleMania they had.
Yeah, the Rousey. But it was Rousey.
I know they had
the Rousey
moment.
Well, just remember, they wanted to set up Triple H, Rock, and then Rousey against Stephanie, and they couldn't get any of that to happen. That was more mad. They should have a whole WrestleMania of the matches they couldn't have and try to have it next year. That'd be a great card.
I guarantee you they will. They're going to try to build up to it.
Yeah.
We've had to change.
But I think you're right.
Books,
Triple H, Rock, though, I think you're right. I think that's obviously they set up some foreshadowing. They couldn't do the match. They couldn't do the secondary match with the Stephanie-Ronda thing. But, yeah, I think you'll see that. Well, I guess we got one more match here. It's the main event, the Hell in the Cell, the master of the Hell in the Cell match, the legend, the WrestleMania legend, the Undertaker, the man from the dark side faces, the leader of the Mean Street Posse, Shane McMahon, with his, you know, he did this incredible fucking elbow drop, I got to say, on Raw, that he looked like
right.
he was going to be able to hit. He fucking hit it. I don't know how he hit it, but he did, because he doesn't blow it when the chips are down. And I think that that's what I'm thinking is going to happen here. Shane's not going to blow it when the chips are down. They're going to figure out a way to put on an awesome match. I don't think The Undertaker's going to lose. I don't think they're going to get rid of the Authority. I don't think they're going to turn Roman Reigns heel at WrestleMania. I don't think Shane McMahon's going to win and take over Raw. I don't think any of those fun things that people fantasy book online are going to happen. I really don't. I really think that they just had a trajectory. They had to fill in some parts, like with Shane and this and that. And they're just going to have The Undertaker beat Shane, and they're going to have a great fucking match. Shane's going to fall off a fucking skyscraper. And that might be what ends the show. You know, that might be the way to do it, have a babyface Undertaker win. Your thoughts?
I don't know where to place this match in the card. I really don't. I know that Shane is going to pull off all the stops. Undertaker is going to be his usual badass self. There's going to be stunt casting involved. You're probably going to see run-ins from the likes of retired legends. You're probably going to see the Mean Street Posse. I think everybody is speculated about it. And I believe you're going to see the Mean Street Posse. I think you're going to see Pete Gas. I think you're going to see some, you're going to see people pop. And for those that didn't sign up to get free WrestleMania on the WWE Network, which you can subscribe to by visiting ProWrestlingCast.com, I think that there's a possibility there's going to be a lot of those surprises coming in to play during this match.
Yeah,
and I would hope that Undertaker wins. I know that Shane is, it doesn't really matter if Shane wins. For control of Raw, the storyline, whatever, I'm not a big fan of any of that. I am a big fan of Shane's fan, and he's not a choke artist, folks. This guy can go, and he is definitely a crowd pleaser. He's been quoted as saying that it's going to be an honor and a privilege for me to perform for my son. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because his son makes his father get folded in half by the likes of The Undertaker and Hell in a Cell. But having said that, I think you're going to find that The Undertaker is going to pull out W, and there may be some aftermatch shenanigans. So, at least, you know, and I feel the same way you feel about all those main events. I mean, I think Ambrose has to win. If Brock Lesnar's going to take a little bit of a nap from WWE, you know, and I think that Roman Reigns has to win win the title in order to really cement him as the man, come hell or high water. However that happens, who knows? And I think for this, well, The Undertaker, for sure. Do you think this is going to be The Undertaker's last match? Because that's one of the stipulations, is it not?
No. It could be, because, you know, they were talking about him retiring 2 years ago. They thought the Brock Lesnar match was going to be his last match.
Right.
Do I think it'll be his last match? I don't think so. That doesn't sound right. You know, I'd rather him retire going up instead of, you know, but if he beats Shane and then retires, that could be interesting. I just had this thought. It's, you know, we're going to watch WrestleMania and record and do it live, right? The show?
Oh,
that's
correct, totally.
Right?
Yep.
So what's going to happen is this. I'm going to be talking throughout the match and being excited about the match. And what is honestly going to happen, if it does, is Pete Gas is going to come out for a run-in, and I'm going to totally fucking mark out, and it'll be on record. It'll be on record of me marking out for Pete Gas. But that will happen. I assure you, if Pete Gas comes out, I'll go, yeah, and you've heard me go crazy before. You've heard me. And I've never really done it on this show. But then it'll be recorded. My God.
So we're going to have the Pro Wrestling Cast announced that we'll be in full effect. We will be streaming over Twitter, and you'll have an opportunity to join us at the announce desk. We will have opportunity for people to call in and give their reactions on certain things while the show is going on live. Once again, the best thing you can do is to follow us on Twitter at PWrestlingCast. That's PWrestlingCast. We'll also promote it via our Facebook. That's ProWrestlingCast on Facebook and on ProWrestlingCast.com. So don't miss out on all the action. And you never know. We may actually go do a live reaction show post NXT, and who knows what one will go on. But the best thing for you to do, as always, is to follow us at P Wrestling Cast. This is going to be an awesome video call-in show. We have the technology. It's going to work, I guarantee you. I don't know if the network is going to be stable, so that should be very interesting, because watching the network live is always glitchy from every report. But having said that, we will do our best. I've got the hardwire locked in. It's going to be one today. WrestleMania 30 Dallas, the big one. And the Pro Wrestling Cast crew will be broadcasting live via Twitter. So I'd love for you guys to join us. Steve, thank you so much for, once again, doing this show. Do you have any final thoughts?
I'm a little let down by the card, but there's shitloads of potential for it to be a kick-ass fucking card. And I think that's sort of what happened last year. We're all like, yeah, it should be a pretty good show. Nah, Roman Reigns Lesnar's going to be a letdown because they don't know how to book it. And then it ended up being one of the best pay-per-views I've seen. Not the best, but definitely one of the fucking best. So you never know with WrestleMania. Everybody brings their A-game. AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens in their first fucking, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, all these people in their first fucking WrestleMania. Plus you have the heavy hitters like Shane, Undertaker, Trips, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar. It could be the fucking shit.
I agree. Where can people find you on the internet, people?
Dr. Deathmark. And they should be Dr. Deathmarks. And watch his last match he ever had, which he had with cancer, and he still wouldn't job.
I agree. It's good stuff. Thank you so much. You can follow us.
Yes, sir.
Follow me at Jedi Mouse here on Twitter. You can also follow, once again, the show, WrestlingCast on Twitter, ProWrestlingCast.com. You can like and subscribe to our show on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Tune in. I'd like to thank our partners who make this show hosted and available for you for on-demand listening. That is the Weeby Geek Network. Be sure to check out all the geek podcasts that I host on there, as well as other special shows regarding comics and pop culture at WeebyGeek.net. Still WrestleMania. Have a great time. Don't forget to check your head and a clock with old for life.
For life.
I am the World Wrestling Federation champion. The excellence of execution is on top. There's a new gun in town.
I made a vow to become a law enforcement officer. See these handcuffs right here? They're an instrument of justice. The big boss man is law, order, and justice of the World Wrestling Federation.
Who will survive?
Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast, or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
The opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Are you a fan of Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel? Well, look no further than JediMouseketeer.com. On this geeky fan site, you'll find the latest news, videos, information on movies, comics, and more. Check out JediMouseketeer.com and follow him on Twitter at JediMouseketeer, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently holding for further traffic clearance.
Check out Kristen's new website, magicaljourneysvacations.com, for all your vacation needs. Disney, Universal, cruise lines, and more.
Thank you for traveling with us.
magicaljourneysvacations.com.
Have her book your magical vacation today.